DeKalb politics has been anything but dull. Kickback schemes, federal probes, forced out school board members, and most tragically, an assassination of the county's sheriff-elect. So it makes sense residents would be a bit cynical. Vivian Owens of Decatur doesn't want Burl Ellis retried by the district attorney with taxpayer money. She'd be fine with him returning as CEO.
There's been worse done. Now, is he guilty on something? Yeah, it's clear. But that's our tax money. You know, just let it go.
Craig Jones, a local attorney, summed it up this way.
I think politicians will be politicians, and that they don't know to go to jail for it. The remedy is you vote the bums out, and then you bring in another bunch of crooks.
Lifelong resident and former federal prosecutor Alan Moy thinks there is something unique going on in DeKalb, but it's not cynicism. It's voter apathy.
Without citizen involvement, you know, government can turn into nothing but a big trough.
But Moy says he's getting the sense things are changing. He says some of it is being spurred by a growing push for cityhood in several areas of the county. However, he also says more people recognize the need to fix the county no matter what.
The cityhood movement, the Ellis proceedings, and the P-card issues have brought a lot of citizens out of a slumber that has lasted for 15 years.
One example is a citizen-led group formed earlier this year called Blueprint DeKalb. Its aim is to draft major reform legislation by late next year. Jonathan Shapiro, WABE News.